Mike V, East Coast Radio.
TikToker from KZN, Port Shepston specifically, has been brought into a viral storm because of the fact that she went to the beach and she made a South African staple, a sandwich of tin fish on the beach, right? Which I think most people in the country would probably enjoy. All South Africans at some point or other have enjoyed a tin fish sandwich. It's a classic recipe. This is the sound of the video of her on the beach, basically chopping up some tomatoes, some peppers, some onions, some chilies. It actually looks really, really good. I'm salivating as I speak to you. And then, for some reason, a storm erupted online as people began to criticize her for not washing the tinned fish. A sentence that I didn't think would ever be said out loud, because in my understanding, their tin fish is ready to go. But according to the internet, it wasn't. So, Dewey's on the line right now. Dewey Sunim, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us. Tell me, what caused this incredible ruckus, which has led to over a million views on this video?
You know, the ruckus came because of the manner in which I made it. The fact that I did not remove any bones, did not remove anything inside or rinse out the tin fish. Now that's where everything happened.
Hang on. So you didn't clean the fish and people got cross about that?
Absolutely. That's what it comes down to.
Well, I don't consider myself to be like a Gordon Ramsay or anything, right? I may be wrong here. Are you supposed to wash the tin fish? Isn't the point of tin fish that you can just sort of like dig right in and enjoy your ride?
It's the convenience. I assumed that is why people used it to make the sandwich.
Yeah. What about the sauce? Because like the sauce is the best part of the tin fish. So then if you're rinsing it, doesn't it defeat the objective of having the sauce in the tin?
Yes, and it's sitting in the tin. It's sitting in the sauce for however long before you actually try and clean it. So that's why I didn't think anything of it, because in my home we buy it for the convenience.
Uh-huh.
We don't see a need to now re-clean something and cook it, and because that's what's happened. It's already pre-cooked, it's already washed, and that's why I had to contact the tin fish manufacturer.
Oh, so you went straight to the source. The source. Okay. What did they say? You can tell us in the next three songs.
Good morning. This is Mike.
This too.
No ways you wash the tin fish. Maybe you just need to clean out the bones. No ways.
Some folks saying wash the fish. Some folks saying just leave it as it is. Dewey is the person who posted the video and has been the source of controversy. It's been a wild storm for her over the past couple of days. Dewey's on the line right now. Welcome back to the show. So when we last spoke, you explained that you made the tin fish sandwich on the beach as it was. You just took it in the sauce, put on the sandwich, and that to me makes total sense. I would do exactly the same thing. I didn't know people even alleged that you weren't supposed to eat the fish without cleaning it first. But you went ahead and contacted the manufacturer. And what did they tell you, Dewey?
The answer was what I was trying to say on the platform, and that's that it's personal preference. They said everything in the can, everything on the fish, it's put there intentionally and it has a nutritional benefit.
Okay.
The fish itself has omega-3, but the bones have calcium, a third of our daily need, in fact. And the scales even have collagen, which we spend thousands on.
That's so funny. I have collagen tablets, but I could be having a tin of Lucky Shark instead. Yeah. All right. So were people quite intense about it? Did it become like a social media storm?
No, it absolutely did. And initially off the bat, I had no idea how much it would progress. You know, after the first bit of comments on my original video, I was like, okay, no, I still don't believe that more than 50% of KZN is cleaning their tin fish. And I made the first video where I asked people, why are you doing this? And then after that video and just under a million views, then I realized, okay, there must be some
something
truth.
To it. Yeah, I'm with
you. Yes, absolutely. So that's where I had to actually reevaluate the situation. And I said, you know what? People, they're speaking the truth. You need to go and investigate now.
So I guess that it's all about personal preference. Dewey, thanks for your time. Thanks for hanging out with us. And keep making fun videos that people talk about in KZN. I guess that's the main point. What do you think? Should the fish be cleaned? 061-792-9495. Weigh in. What do you reckon about this thing? Do you clean your tin fish before you use it? Or is the controversy much ado about nothing?
Good morning, Mike V. You're speaking to Zandile. Why would you buy fish and then wash it and take out all the nutrients?
Good morning, Mike. I think it's a self-preference, buddy.
No, tin fish should not be washed. My dad has been eating that all his years. He's 86. He loves tin fish and he just eats it out of the tin. 86 and still playing two rounds of golf.